chapter 10. Verse 3. What did Moses command you? Verse 5. It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law. Verse 6. But at the beginning of creation God made them male and female. Verse 7. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. Verse 8. And the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Verse 9. Therefore what God has joined together, let man not separate. Verse 11. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. Verse 12. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery. Verse 14. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Verse 15. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Verse 18. Why do you call me good? No one is good, except God alone. Verse 19. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. Verse 21. One thing you lack, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Verse 23. How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 24. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 26. With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Verse 29. I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel. Verse 30. Will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, and with them, persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. Verse 31. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Verse 33. We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles. Verse 34. Who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him? 3 days later he will rise. Verse 36. What do you want me to do for you? Verse 38. You don't know what you are asking, can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? Verse 39. You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. Verse 40. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. Verse 42. You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Verse 43. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Verse 44. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. Verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Verse 51. What do you want me to do for you? Verse 52. Go, your faith has healed you.